This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Storm Florence is now a tropical depression, but continues to dump buckets of rain on parts of southeastern United States. The storm is slowly creeping toward the mid-Atlantic. Some parts of North Carolina have already received about 100 centimeters of rain, while totals of about 50 centimeters have been reported across wider areas. The rain is swelling streams and rivers and creating what the National Hurricane Center called prolonged significant river flooding. South Carolina's governor warning residents about flash flooding.
A flash flood is called a flash flood because it comes and goes in a flash, and you never know where it's going to be, but it'll be in a low-lying area.
At least 17 people have been killed. Major highways are covered and more than 700,000 homes have no power. The Pacific storm Mangkhut has been downgraded from a typhoon to a tropical storm. Dr. Li is a senior science officer with the Hong Kong Observatory.
This general circulation is still very wide. So the western part of Hong Kong, especially the offshore area and the high ground in the western part of Hong Kong, will continue to be affected by occasional gale wind.
Chinese state media say four people have been killed in Guangdong, China's most populous province. That raised the death toll from the powerful storm to at least 69 people. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday that he will push for irreversible permanent peace between Pyongyang and Washington. Moon will hold talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. His chief of staff, however, played down the chance that Moon's summit with Kim will produce major progress in nuclear diplomacy. Moon flies to Pyongyang on Tuesday for his third summit of the year with Kim. This is VOA News. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's path toward confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court is taking an uncertain turn as concern grows among Republican senators amid more details coming out over a sexual misconduct allegation. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Christine Blasey Ford tells The Washington Post that Brett Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed during a party in the early 1980s when they were teens, tried to remove her clothing, and put his hand over her mouth when she tried to scream. Kavanaugh denies the allegations, and the White House had dismissed them. But Republican Senators Jeff Flake and Lindsey Graham say they want to hear more from the woman, and GOP Senator Bob Corker says a vote scheduled for Thursday should be postponed. But the Republican-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee still seems committed to that vote. I'm Julie Walker.
A new phase of U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation might be underway since President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, pleaded guilty to felony charges and agreed to cooperate with the probe of ties between Moscow and Mr. Trump's inner circle, possibly to influence the 2016 presidential election. VOA's Michael Bowman has more.
He was at the center of the campaign to elect Trump and privy to its confidential information, communications, records, and closed-door meetings. Now, Paul Manafort has pledged to cooperate fully with the Mueller probe without an attorney present. Ken Starr led the Whitewater investigation of former President Bill Clinton in the 1990s.
It is very likely that Paul Manafort has indicated through his counsel and directly that he can provide very helpful information, useful information.
Trump, who called Manafort a brave man after his conviction, on Sunday tweeted, quote, "The illegal Mueller witch hunt continues in search of a crime. There was never collusion with Russia." Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
An Afghan official says Taliban attacks in western Farah province since the previous night have killed at least 17 members of the country's security forces. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz are meeting to discuss migration before Wednesday's European Union summit in Salzburg on the topic. EU member countries are divided over how to respond to mass migration. Some refuse to accept any asylum seekers. Others are encouraging greater solidarity within the 28-nation EU. Kurz travels from Berlin to Paris for talks with French President Emmanuel Macron on the subject. And we have more stories for you to follow on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, reporting from Washington.